Proverbs for the day, April the 16th, Proverbs 16, verses 5, 6, and 7. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, there's a ton in this, of course, and we've batched these verses together over a year, and this happens to be what we'll do this month on the 16th. So let's just walk down through it. Some of it will be kind of like teaching, but we obviously want to do it in a devotional manner. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. You probably couldn't have any stronger word than abomination. In the English language, the Lord has given us words that He designed the words themselves to do that. Sin is one of those words. Judgment, damnation, hell, heaven, the blood, you know. Those words are given to us, and abomination is one of those words. It's just the very sound of it. You know there's something about it. Now, the picture is that there's no way to salvage the proud. Now, your Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift thee up. Generally speaking, if the Lord humbles you, he'll break you. Pharaoh got humbled, but it broke him. And literally, the wheels came off of his life in the middle of the Red Sea. So there's no way to salvage the proud. And they sometimes look like a strong network, but they're not. In fact, even if they join to God's people, they're not strong. For example, I think of Jehoshaphat and Ahab. Ahab was smart in a worldly sense. He was wise in a worldly sense to want Jehoshaphat to link up with him. Ahab was trying to cover his bets, as we would say. He was trying to back his weakest point, and that is he had Jehoshaphat come in and make an affinity with him, and he got Jehoshaphat in on it. But the Bible says, though hand joined in hand, he should not be unpunished. It was so much with Ahab and Jehoshaphat that he had Jehoshaphat go into battle, obviously being a king, and they mistook him, nearly a fatal mistake on behalf of Jehoshaphat. But God saw to it that someone shot an arrow at a venture and got him, got Ahab. So we learned that everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination of the Lord, though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. In other words, it doesn't matter who he's standing next to, he's going to get taken out. God's going to deal with him. The next verse, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Now, when you look at this verse, we are to be reminded that you've got to understand both these things, both of them, okay? Mercy and truth. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. If you have just mercy, iniquity will run loose. If you have just truth, you have an overbearingness that doesn't allow for people to make their corrections. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Now look, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The way to get iniquity out once it gets in is mercy and truth. Apply both. We know there's a similar statement where it says grace and truth came by Jesus Christ in John 1. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So we find that if you want to stay away from it where you don't have to purge it, then fear the Lord. But if there's a time or a need for iniquity to be purged, then you do so by application of mercy and truth together. Okay? All right, our third verse. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, the idea of this is not that there are no enemies. But there are times in your life when God might just slow them down enough or have them back off. That is, they're not attacking at the time. They're enemies, but they're not on the prowl as such. And we know that if Solomon looked at David's life, he saw a time where there were times in David's life when the Lord took people who were enemies and made them be at peace. It never says they became friends. It doesn't say that. It just says that they weren't enemies anymore. Okay? And that's important. And the reason it's important is for us to realize the application, the general application. You take the Apostle Paul, there were times when the Apostle Paul, the Lord would slow down the persecution for the sake of him being able to get something done for a few years. There were times he was, 18 months in a place or a couple years in a place. And then there were times he was a couple weeks in a place, a very short period of time. And the test isn't that if you have, if you're at peace, that means, you're pleasing the Lord. It's just a generic statement. And the generic statement is one to choose. Lord, I'm going to do all I can to not stir it up. And so when my ways please you, I pray that you make even my enemies be at peace with me. And that is slow them down, keep them busy. You know, one thing you could do if you have genuine enemies in the work of God. I mean, in the work of God. And look, why don't you just not, it's like this. King Saul counted David an enemy. David didn't count him an enemy. He just counted him a threat. There's a difference. And maybe you could just learn that from the Lord Jesus Christ's life also, and from David's life. Pray. Pray that your enemies are distracted. Pray that they're busy. That would make them at peace with you if they were busy and they were distracted. So we have three main thoughts today, three that all go together. Avoid pride. Avoid it. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And remember that the proud are not safe. Don't worry about it. You say, well, I see them linked up with, apostate evangelists or apostate. Don't worry about it. It'll come. They'll get plucked off. And then the idea is that if you want to purge iniquity, you've got to practice mercy and truth. But if you want to avoid it, fear the Lord so you'll depart from evil. And it's good to ask the Lord to help your enemies be at peace with you. I would imagine one of those three things would be a good application for your life today.